Shalom and welcome to, well, it will be 2.5 hours or more of Jewish Soul. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 205 of July 1st, 2013. This will be a presentation of a Sfira Ma'ariv concert that took place at the Bialystoker Shul in Manhattan on May 2nd, 2004. Many of you recall that was a Cantor's World production, if you will. It featured Cantors Moshe Stern, Moshe Shulhoff, Yaakov Motzen, and Pinchas Cohn, with Mati Lazar conducting the choir. Those of you who have been following the news, the sad news that our dear friend and wonderful, wonderful chazen, Moshe Shulhoff, passed away this past week. I was to the funeral on Monday, and needless to say, it was a very, very sad moment, if you will. Just for your information, on July 23rd, there will be a Shloshim gathering at the shul on 11th Avenue in Borough Park, and there's quite a few of the cantoral community will be there to offer their prayers. I will give you more of the details, but save the date of July 23rd. It will be in Brooklyn at the shul on 11th Avenue. I'll give you all the details on that. I was also very sad to note the death of a dear friend, Label Zisman, who was buried last Sunday, and he was a wonderful, wonderful person, a survivor of the Holocaust who made his way through the world and was generous, a great supporter of all good things that were Jewish, a great fan of Chazonis, and to Myrna and family, my condolences, our condolences. Next, among all the sadness last Sunday was the tribute to Moshe Stern, Yossi Malavani, and me by the American Society for Jewish Music. Many of you are aware that I've donated my massive collection to the Society to be digitized and indexed and archived, and you'll hear more about that. It was a fundraiser. We're certainly going to need quite a bit more funds to see this project through. You know, one of my high priorities is to have the world's greatest archive of Chazonis. That's the first priority, if you will, and I know many of you will be looking forward to being able to partake of that index, that archive. Must say that the event was very gratifying. It took place at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, and it was a who's who of lovers of Chazonis and supporters of Chazonis. And of course, Moshe Stern sadly was not able to attend because of health reasons, but there was a wonderful video, and he sang the most wonderful, wonderful selection, and Yossi Malavani also. And of course, you are aware of my my bias for the trio, the cantorial trio of Yaki Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. They were wonderful, and my gratitude to them for sharing their wonderful voices with us at that event. In any event, let's go right to the Sfira Davening. We're going back to May 2nd, 2004 at the Bialystoker Shul. Midway through this first hour and a half, Rabbi Ram of the synagogue will give a commentary for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then the Chazanis will resume. And of course, during the second hour, you'll hear the full service. So without further ado, let's go to that wonderful evening of May 2nd, 2004. Of course, it features, as I mentioned at the outset, Moshe Stern, Moshe Shulhoff, Yaakov Motzen, and Pinchas Cohn, and Mati Lazar leading a wonderful choir.
Rahul. kai ve kayom tomidim lo kulay lo lo boed bar bo khatu adenoi amari arvi Ashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu Lisholoim Ve'yamideinu Malkeinu Lechavayim Lechayim Sakinenu beitzon toevo milefonecho veyoi shiyenu leman shemecho leman shemecho. The second of the rain of it so to evolve, it so to evolve, Mirafone. The Oishian, the Oishian, the Oishian, the Manishian. Yeah.
baden Bei Yogin baden wir simul in Oyev Bei Yogin baden wir simul in Oyev
Yeshua, sit for the
суге навшейно вишуос хобиемнес. Мема воле летиоем, мемое летиое немо.
Tus bechosos en chemosos,
Iskadej, iskadej, shmeirabo, fiel modi, vloki busei, viam nikmakusei, vichaye choin, vime choin, vichaye lecho besi shoveil, agolo vizmane kori, vime ru omeil. Yei shmeirabo mevurach, olam lo omeil, vayo izbura vishtabach, ispoar vishrumam, visnasi visadar, visale visalol, shmeirikuri shoverichum. Shalom, Oleinu, Al Kol Yisrael, Vimeru
passer les cahiers, les cahiers, mitzvah sasei, shel sefiras Yeah.
Del terreno mi clipo e sereno ah, tu moi sei no hoi riboi ne scello e lo che mai se gossat me sono se ho e pesero se ho o se fare te me lo che Ma
Please be seated. Please welcome Rabbi Tzvi Ram, the rabbi of the Bialystoker Shul.
By all rights, the period in which we find ourselves now, the period of the Sfiras HaOmer, between Pesach and Shavuos, should be the happiest time on the Jewish calendar. Pesach, our exodus from Egypt. Shavuos, the giving of the Torah, Zman Matan Taraseinu. The Ramban, Nachmanides, writes on Chumash that this period of time is a Chol HaMoed, is equivalent to the intermediate days of a festival. How then did Sfiras HaOmer become associated with mourning, with Avelus? How has this been transformed into a period of time without instrumental music, without weddings, without haircuts? And the answer lies in the Talmudic phrase, Hi Anosenes, that the very source of our joy is now the source of our sadness. We can't help but recall at this time of year the centrality which the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash, played in the national life of the Jewish people. We can't help but on Pesach to recall the Korban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice. We can't help but to recall the Minchas HaOmer, the Omer sacrifice brought on the second day of Pesach. We can't help but recall the Shtei HaLechem, the Bikurim, part and parcel of the fabric of Jewish life expressed during this holy period of time. And as we recall that joy, and we reflect upon the fact that that joy, that Beis HaMikdash, is no longer with us, it fills us with an immense feeling of sadness. And that sadness is underscored time and time again throughout Jewish history by the deaths of the students of Rabbi Akiva, by the massacres of the Crusades, by the Piguim in Gush Katif and the like. We closed our eyes a few moments ago and we were transported back into the Beis HaMikdash. As we sat here in this Mikdash Me'at, this miniature sanctuary, hearing the beautiful voices of the illustrious Chazonim of Cantor's World, who grace us with their presence tonight, for a moment, the sadness was gone. For a moment, the joy of the Beis HaMikdash had returned. As we continue with the second part of the program, a series of songs recalling the yearning which the Jewish people has for that Beis HaMikdash. Let's pray that Uneshalma Forim Svoseinu, we may not have the Beis HaMikdash, but this beautiful event which we've experienced tonight gives us a taste, a me'en olam haba, a little bit of a sense of what standing in the Mikdash must have been all about. Let's pray together for a time when the Sfiras HaOmer is no longer a time of Avelus, when we gather together besupim uvimcholos, with drums, with dancing, with instrumental music, and that time v'hoshev kohanim la'avodosam, when the kohanim will return to their proper form of service, uleviim l'shiram ulezimram, and Leviim will lead us together in song, b'meheira v'yomeinu amen.
Eile malei rachamim, Shochein Bamaromim Hametzei Menucha Nechona Al Kanfei Ashechina B'ma'alot Kedoshim U'tehorim K'zohar Harakia Meirim Humazehirim L'nishmat Haisha Marat Tali Bat Rabbi Shlomo ולנשמות בנותיה הטהורות והקדשות, הדר, תהילה, רוני ומירב, בנות רבי דוד למשפחת חתואל. ולנשמות כל נפגעי הטרור האכזרי, אנשים, נשים, ילדים וילדות ותינוקות של בית רבן. שנהרגו, שנשחטו, שנשרפו, שנחנקו, ושנרצחו בכל מיני מיתות משונות ואכזריות. בידי מרצחים בני עוולה ימח שמם, ואדוני ינקום עליהם דמם. בעבור שכל עם ישראל במדינה ובגולה מתייחדים עם זכרם הקדוש ומתפללים לעילוי נשמתם. לכן בעל הרחמים יעשית ירם בסתר כנפיו לעולמים, ויצרור בצרור החיים את נשמתו. בגן ושלום על משכבם. ונאמר
I know. Yashmiyenu v'rachamu v'sheniz.
Hey, this brings to an end the first hour and 20 minutes or so. Please stay tuned for the remaining part of this wonderful Sfira davening.